My name's Cadence Weapon, and you're listening to 1690 AM Radio in Montreal.
I met her at an art show. She looked like Hallie. Walked to a loft show. I pissed in the alley, and she didn't seem to mind.
For CJLO News, I'm Julia Silva. On Monday, November 4th, the police shot Indigenous twin brothers Joshua and Garnet Papigatuk in Salwit, Quebec. The Nunavik police were responding to a report of an intoxicated driver. But a few minutes after arriving at the scene, there was a physical altercation between the cops and the Papigatuk brothers where a police officer opened fire. The brothers were reported to be unarmed. Both were flown to a Montreal hospital where Joshua Papigatuk was pronounced dead. His brother Garnet is recovering from serious injuries. Joshua Papigatuk is the 10th Indigenous person to be killed by a cop since August. An investigation is currently underway. Body cam footage is expected to be released after the investigation ends. Concordia University's Community University Television, known as CUTV, is facing internal criticism from its members for its continued funding of The Breach, an independent media outlet focusing on coverage of national issues. CUTV is funded by undergraduate fee levy, which totals to an average of $200,000 every year. Their funding to The Breach is taken out from this student fee levy. CUTV had been financially supporting The Breach since its launch in 2021 with an agreed total contribution of $360,000 by 2025. The final sum of $50,000 will be transferred on February 1, 2025. But on Monday, November 4th, during CUTV's annual general meeting, members opposed this action, saying that the money should be allocated to better serve CUTV members and other Concordia students. A special general meeting will be held in the coming weeks to vote on CUTV's involvement with the breach. Last week, online sales of different brands of the morning after pill skyrocketed in the US just days after Donald Trump's presidential victory. Wisp CEO Monica Sepak said that this surge in sales suggests women's concerns of how a forthcoming Trump presidency could restrict their access to emergency contraception. Experts recognize that this fear stems from the reproductive healthcare measures in Project 2025, which includes abortion, maternal healthcare, fertility care, and contraception. Aside from stocking up on morning after pills, there was also an increase of requests for other contraceptive options such as the intrauterine device. The OBGYNs who received these requests said that their patients were rushing to receive the medications or procedures as soon as possible before Trump is sworn into office. For more, go to cjlo.com/news and follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Winding up the full moon, elves, broken elves, flying sideways down the hall. Babe, it seems it only took a lifetime and a weekend realizing maybe you and I were really not so different after all. Firing, firing on all cylinders. Now I'm lost in the woods. Rewired, desiring, one real, reveal, babe. I think we can change the world, babe. Do you think we should? You wish for when we're gonna get there. Should we get off on this floor? Words fail me, at least the ones I choose to use for you. High summer, high summer, you are my sunshine, you got my number. in January blue. Baby, meet me in the fall. Maybe you and I, we're really not so different after all.
Welcome to Eastern Promises here on CJLO 1690 AM Radio and at CJLO.com, where we play the latest and greatest music coming from Atlantic Canada. I'm your host, Donald Roberge, and that was the unmistakable voice of Halifax, Nova Scotia's Joel Plaskett with the song High Summer, which I think we can all agree we feel very far from at the moment. But hang in there, folks. The holidays are around the corner, and there will be opportunities to find joy in other ways. Happy Grey Cup weekend, by the way, for those watching. Thank you for tuning in, if you are anyway. High Summer, by the way, is from Plaskett's latest record, One Heat Reveal, that was released in September, and which has a really pared-down sound that was created using a four-track cassette recorder and an old condenser microphone. As you can imagine, listening to it adds up to a quiet, intimate experience, which no doubt will be recreated in his live performances. Joel Plaskett is touring for that album as we speak. Well, sort of. He had to postpone some recent tour dates in Toronto due to illness, but should be back on the road soon, stopping in Montreal on November 28th. That'll be at Le Studio TD on St. Catherine in Blurry, which I think will be a nice fit for the tone of One Real Reveal. You can find tickets for that either by visiting joelplaskett.com or lestudiotd.com. So we've got lots of great music to get to this weekend, including from Duane Andrews, Candy Heart, and Écarlate. But I wanted to kick things off with the Montreal, the Montreal via Charlottetown band Prism Shores. I'm very thrilled to announce that they not only will they have new music on the way, but they'll also be performing live right here at the studio 1 week from tonight, and then sitting down for a chat afterwards. We'll have the performance as well, and you'll be able to watch the full set on our website at cjlo.com. To get you ready, here's a track from the 2019 EP Youth and Abstract. This is January.
little bit more.
Behold the radio silence. Listen to its hum. Listen to its rumble. Its powerful ensemble. Enter the radio silence. Operated secret dials. Enter the radio silence. Operated secret dial. Brace the radio silence in all of its simplicity. Learn to harness its power of trust and complicity. Into the radio silence, operated secret dials. Into the radio silence, operated secret dials.
Concordia, start your engines and get ready to end your semester in style. On November 30th, Canada's Drag Race star Kiara is taking over Reggie's and hosting an unforgettable night of drag. Also, all profits go to the Canadian Cancer Society. This event is presented by Queer Concordia and Concordia Relay for Life. For more details, follow their Instagrams at Queer Concordia and at Concordia Relay. Come for the glam, stay for the cause. Doors at 8:30 and show at 9.
Do you love hip-hop and R&B? Is your Thursday afternoon lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel D. Roberts, and I got you covered. Listen to my show, Whip Appeal. I'll be playing hip-hop bangers, R&B slow jams, and everything in between from Canada and around the globe to groove up your Thursday afternoon. Listen to Whip Appeal, Thursdays at 2 p.m. CJLO 1690 AM.
Welcome back to Eastern Promises here on CJLO 1690 and at CJLO.com. I'm your host, Donald Roberge. And before the break, you heard the song Radio Silence by PEM band Nebo. That's one from their recently released album, Metaphysical Machines. I feel Nebo are an appropriate band to listen to right now. Their lyrics bring an intellect, they're pensive, and they ask questions about where we're headed as humans, but mostly they put forward ideas and invite conversation, things I feel are more important than ever following the recent election down south. This is Nebo's first full album. The band formed in 2023 by PEI musicians who span three generations, including the great Liam Corcoran, formerly of 2 Hours Traffic, on vocals. It should also be noted that the principal songwriter for the band is guitarist Neb Kazunjik, who is also a University of PEI philosophy professor. Nebo can be found on all streaming platforms, and you can follow them at Nebo the Band on Instagram for updates. And before that, I played January by Prism Shores, who have been Montreal-based for a number of years, but have three members originally from the Maritimes, so they more than qualify to be on Eastern Promises. That was from their 2019 debut EP, and a proper introduction to the type of indie pop slash shoegaze sound that they'd explore in subsequent releases, the latest being Out From Underneath, which is set to be released on January 17th, 2025, and that you can check out and pre-order on their Bandcamp page at prismshores.bandcamp.com. You can also get a taste of it when they perform live here in studio next week and then sit down for a chat where they can tell us a little bit more about what we're in for with Out From Underneath's release and maybe even where you can see them live. So don't miss that. Here are two Newfoundland's very best musicians who've recently collaborated on a musical production that celebrates the legacy of Portuguese fishermen. Here's Pamela Morgan and Dwayne Andrews with Storm One.
Six of us set out from Harbor Buffet, Newfoundland. The wind sprang up out east, northeast, just as we left the land. Under a foresail and two jibs, we quickly swung her round. In the dazzle from Placentia Bay to Oporto, we were bound. Was on October the 24th, as you may understand. We shortened sail and over to 300 miles from land. The night been dark and dreary, a hard time we did spend. Sea rolled out on a hard lifeboat and split her end to end. Pelo não é pequeno, foi marinheiro do mar. E a lançar vida ao mar, a lançar vida ao mar, sem ter confusão nem medo.
Bringing memories to come crashing down. Standing in the middle of the room, surrounded by the silence and screaming out loud. And there was one cold finger on the trigger, which you figure will release itself in time. And when it's time for the confession, I'll say I've learned my lesson, but the truth only ever be mine. You'll never see me crawling, oh no. It's only one way from the bottom, it's up. Got my spotlight on my skeletons. Mm.
torture that's no longer there. I'm seeing echoes of a girl I once knew. I can forgive her, but I won't forget. And there is one cold killer in the mirror seen clearer. The truth doesn't pick a side. And when it's time for the confession, I know I've learned my lesson. Cause you can't heal if you don't make the time. Never see me crumbling. My spotlight on my skeleton. Don't choke them at heartbreak. Hold fast, don't let them take my peace and God. My space is only one way from the bottom and top. It's only one way. It's only one way. Never see me crumbling. From the bottom it's up. Never see me running. Oh no, I've got my spotlight on my skeleton. Don't show them that I may confess. Don't let them take my peace. Thank God my space is only one way. From the bottom it's up.
That was Halifax band Montgomery Knight with the song Trigger, their first single released in September. It's really strong and propelled by singer Regan McCusick's powerful vocals. Montgomery Knight came together at a jam night at Monte Showbar Grill in Dartmouth, hence the name, and Trigger was written by McCusick, who's a big advocate of mental health, personal development, and most importantly, community values we here at Eastern Promises hold dear as well. So I'm happy to share music from the up-and-coming Montgomery Knight and look forward to hearing more from them. And before that, I played an equally impressive track called Storm 1, or Part 1, by Newfoundland singer-songwriter Pamela Morgan, formerly of Figgy Duff, with the help of guitarist and multi-instrumentalist Dwayne Andrews. That's from a new recording called White Fleet Suite, which was a musical production put on earlier this month at the Arts and Culture Center in St. John's. It's a project Morgan wrote and produced, and that honors the close ties between Newfoundland and Portuguese fishermen who have been crossing the Atlantic for hundreds of years to fish in the Grand Banks. And White Fleet Suite succeeds in merging traditional Newfoundland and Portuguese music. Helping Morgan out there is the Atlantic String Quartet, as well as support by an array of Newfoundland and Portuguese musicians. Really, it's a big, beautiful undertaking that's worth checking out. You can find White Fleet Suite on all the major music platforms. And I should note that Dwayne Andrews, who's well known for combining traditional Newfoundland music with jazz and swing, will be in Montreal on November 22nd for Mondial Montréal, an annual event that invites talent from around the world to perform in front of industry professionals. It's a prestigious affair with an impressive and wide variety of emerging artists, so worth attending if you can. Ticket prices are pretty reasonable too. You can find more information on this year's lineup, as well as for purchasing discovery passes or single show tickets by visiting mondialmontreal.com. So it's been a busy autumn in the Maritimes when it comes to its music industry. Music NB, New Brunswick's Music Trade Association, handed out their annual awards late in October. And now Music Nova Scotia, their trade association's equivalent, had their own week of celebration capped off with their own awards gala. So here are a couple of the winners, starting with D.D. Austin from Fall River, Nova Scotia, who won for Indigenous Artist of the Year. This is Tell Me Why.
I remember time when I would cry. Take me away to cleanse my soul. Look at the sky and wonder why. Feeling the pain and all alone. Scrub my skin, strap my hands as they say again. Dirty in the end. I'm afraid to embrace, yeah, just who I am. Just want the freedom to let go. I'm in disguise through all
all these lies, I'm finding a way to take control. Scrub my skin, strap my hands, as they say again, dirty in the end. I'm afraid to embrace, yeah, just who I am. Tell me, tell me, tell me, why am I so different? Why do you think you're so righteous? Won't break me down, I'll stand my ground. Tell me, tell me, tell me. Tell me, tell me, tell me, why am I so different? Why do you think you're so righteous? Won't break me down, I'll stand my ground. Tell me, tell me, tell me.
Black.
that was Rose Colored Glasses Love, a 2024 single by hip-hop artist and musician Harms alongside his Halifax contemporary KO. Harms was recently awarded the Music Nova Scotia Award for Hip-Hop Rap Recording of the Year. And before that, I played Tell Me Why, I Am So Different by Didi Hernandez, originally from the Abeguet First Nation on PEI, and who won the Music Nova Scotia Award for Indigenous Artist of the Year. Congratulations to them. Other artists who walked away with awards, which were handed out November 10th, include big winner Daniel James McFadden for Folk Roots Recording of the Year for his song Songs to Show Your Friends EP, as well as for Music Video of the Year, and Songwriter of the Year. Claire Nova Scotia's Psy Béliveau won the Prix de l'Acadie for Acadian Artist of the Year. He'll be at this year's M for Montreal Festival happening next week, if you're interested. Maggie Andrew for African Nova Scotian Artist of the Year, and an artist dear to both my son and I, Rich O'Coin, for Electronic Artist of the Year. Actually, I want to play some Rich O'Coin. It'd be an opportunity to get our blood flowing a little bit. This is from his latest release, Synthetic Season 3, which just dropped a few weeks ago. This is Synthicon. We'll be right back.
Catches the fish and brings them home to Elijah.
Yeah, I like my covers. That was Halifax Band. Hold on, let's not play that again. Okay, that was Halifax Band, punk band, Donner Party Reunion with their take on the classic folk song Farewell to Nova Scotia. That one's from their 1994 album When I Was Young, which would be their last. It was also on Halifax label No Records, which had some success in the 90s and early 2000s, putting out albums by Hip Club Groove, A Young Rich Terfry, Toronto act Len, as well as PEI's Strawberry. It was started by Way Mason, who would go on to direct the Halifax Pop Explosion Association, be a teacher, and be a business leader in Halifax, and now he's running to be mayor, as I'm sure many of you know. A real renaissance man. Anyway, I had to stream that one, but I would love to get my hands on a physical copy. So if anyone out there has any leads, feel free to contact me either via my Instagram account at easternpromises1975 or via email at easternpromises1975@gmail.com. I'll also accept your thoughts on Way Mason's political views if you have any. And before that, you heard Synthicon by Rich O'Coyne off his newly released record Synthetic Season 3. O'Coyne recently passed through Montreal, opening for Twerp at the Fairmont Theatre on October 29th, and by all accounts, he stole the night. As many people know, O'Coyne brings a high energy multimedia performance full of pop culture references and audience participation. Unfortunately, though, he has decided to retire the style of interactive live shows he's famous for, the ones confetti guns, sing-alongs, and a giant parachute, saying that his body needs a break from years of intensive performances. So those who saw this iteration of him and they witnessed history. I just hope they wore good shoes. Here's new music by St. John, New Brunswick's Candy Heart. This is No Matter What I Say.
We'll be right back. forever all the while. It seems the world's a reflection of nothing, and I've lost my will to reconcile. And now I think the worst is nobody's listening. All the while I'm crying out, all the while I'm crying out. I'm just trying to see I'm lost.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial. Every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
I'm standing here up on the strand. Watch the waves roll on the sand. A sea breeze bouncing off the land blows dirt into my eyes. I minds when we were active lads in fishing boats, went with our dads to do odd work we had when we was boys. We'd go to sea in dories, we'd go to sea in skiffs, set lobster pots in spring, shoot autumn seabirds off the cliffs. And if the times got tougher, what's the point of making noise? Oh, how hard did we work when we was boys? When we was boys, when we was boys. Oh, how hard did we work when we was boys. From water would our living take, the women all the fish would make. Spread them out upon the flake and hope for sunny skies. Leave early on a foggy morn, work until you're weary worn, steer your way home by the horn. When we was boys, where a crowd of youngsters climbed around the rocks upon the beach, where now the boats lie idle and the fish are out of reach. Look down upon the harbor when you go out on the rise. It looks nothing like it did when we was boys. When we was boys, when we was boys, it looks nothing like it did when we was boys. Mm-hmm.
and we've lost our old-fashioned ways. Folks are moving from the bay, it's a thing I do despise. We who stay live with the fear of growing older every year. We prayed our children would stay near, just like when we was boys. We never had much money, but we got by all the same. We never begged for handouts, we weren't looking to lay blame. We practiced self-reliance, hailed to each other's cries. But times have changed so much since we was boys. Since we was boys. Since we was boys. Yes, times have changed so much since we was boys. Today we look to government instead of being independent. Now the money's all been spent, we've witnessed its demise. There's times we've been through thick and thin, been knocked down, got up again. We always found a way to win when we was boys. Now the foghorn sends a lonely call on its way across the swell. The lighthouse keeper's been replaced with a flashlight on the hill. Who was it said that elders are experienced and wise? No one wants to hear about when we was boys. When we was boys. When we was boys. No one wants to hear about when we was boys. When we was boys. When we was boys. Yes, times have changed so much since we was boys.
That was When We Was Boys by Newfoundland's A Crowd of Bold Sherman from their 2002 self-titled album, centered around renowned folk singer and multi-instrumentalist Jim Payne, along with Ryan's Fancy's Fergus O'Byrne on the bar run. They're a band of veteran Newfoundland musicians who work at keeping the traditional music of Newfoundland alive. And before that, I played the latest release by St. John, New Brunswick band Candy Heart, a song called No Matter What I Say. We're still waiting for the release of their first full album, since they came on the scene last year and surprised everyone with the excellent single Got No, which has gotten almost 15,000 streams to date on Spotify. They were also nominated for Breakthrough Artist of the Year at the Music NB Awards. I can tell you that singer Goose Kinkley is hitting the stage at O'Leary's Pub in St. John, along with Jillian Parks from Today Junior. So if you happen to be in that lovely city and have the means, check him out tonight. You're listening to Eastern Promises here on CJLO 1690 AM Radio and at CJLO.com, where we play the wonderfully wide variety of music coming from Atlantic Canada. I'm Donald Roberge, and if ever you want to say hello, have comments, or would like to share some music news, feel free to reach me at easternpromises1975@gmail.com. I also have a link tree on my show page at CJLO.com that provides you with other ways to get in touch, as well as a link to the playlist for my weekly shows. Here's a new one by Fredericton-based Acadian punkabilly band La Patente. This is The King du Centre-Ville.
Une job, c'est une job. Juge-moi donc pas. C'est pas ma faute si je suis comme ça. Moi j'ai été élevé à coups de
botte.
J'ai volé des chars, j'ai siphonné du gaz, j'ai coupé des catalyseurs dans le parking du Walmart. J'ai foncé des dépanneurs pour un chip pis un licap. N'importe quoi pour faire une pièce. J'suis le plus gros bandit de la place. Je suis le king du centre-ville. J'donne des coups de poing dans le vide. Un peu d'envie en jogging. Je suis le king du centre-ville. Moi j'me promène en CCM. Pédale la crise sur mon petit pour me sauver des polices. Mais tu sais que j'suis pas loin.
Tu sais que j'suis pas loin.
Mais tu sais que j'm'en viens.
Tu sais que j'm'en viens.
Ça fait tellement que ça te brûle les yeux. Pis
ma face ça fait ses dames. Allez manger de la chocodame, puis des claques ça y est souvent. J'ai des rêves
brisés,
j'ai raté ma vie.
Un
soir me saoule comme un animal pour oublier mon mal. Centre-ville.
That was Le King du Centre-Ville, or The King of Downtown, by New Brunswick band La Patente from their recently released record Le Cirque des Mal-Aimés. They'll be playing at the venerable Quai des Brumes on Saint-Denis Street on November 30th, and you can find tickets for that by visiting quaidesbrumes.ca. Our hour is coming to a close, but I wanted to take a moment to honor the 30th anniversary of the release of the East Coast classic Twice Removed by Sloan. Their second full-length record, Twice Removed, brought the band away from the noise rock of 1992 Smeared and closer to the sound we tend to associate them with now, Beatlesque harmonies and a sound infused with infectious power pop melodies. Twice Removed was released on giant American label Geffen Records, and they didn't want to promote it, as the album sound wasn't in keeping with the more fashionable grunge rock that was so popular at that time. But critics loved it, and on the strength of hits like Coax Me and People in the Sky, it eventually would gain gold record status in Canada, selling over 50,000 copies, and is now considered one of the greatest Canadian albums of all time, winning the inaugural Slate Family Polaris Heritage Prize in 2015, an award handed out to classic Canadian albums put out before the inauguration of the Polaris Music Prize. So from 1994's Twice Removed, here's Sloan with the great People in the Sky, and I think I'll have time for maybe another one, so we'll do that. Don't forget to tune in next week, though, for Prism Shores, live in our studio. For Eastern Promises, I'm Donald Roberge. Till next time.
An innocent trip, how can one ruin so much of belief in a soul?